Kids, think you're dismissed for River Kids?
The opportunity for Satya and I to give a talk this morning. We'll start by, I will give a very brief, Satya says, keep it short, 10-minute overview of Japan, after which she will talk about why she wrote her book, followed by some readings from her book, and she'll wrap it up with the testimony. Yeah, it's good. So, do we know where Japan is? How far is it from Vancouver? Okay, we see it's this far away. 7,500 kilometers. So, by airplane, 10 hours or 11 hours, depending on which direction you're going. If you decide to go by a ship, anywhere from 10 days to 2 weeks. And here we have a comparison of the land area. So the Canada would be 27 times the land area of Japan. When we look at the population, there would be four persons per square kilometer in Canada, compared with 320 people per square kilometer in Japan. So, we'll go to the next. So we see this symbolic mountain. It's a volcano, which is a symbol. Fortunately, it's a dormant. And in the foreground is a tea plantation of Shizuoka. Shizuoka has a sister city relation with Squamish. And in August every year, they send a number of students here. Go on. Traditional foods in Japan, sushi, tempura. Tempura, by the way, is a Portuguese word for temperance, abstinence from meat. But ironically, in Japan, they have meat tempura these days. So, and other foods are sukiyaki, another invention from the missionaries of eating meat. Next slide. Oh, the most popular foods in Japan, of course, amongst young people is, first of all, number one, hamburgers. And the most popular place to have hamburgers is, where do you think? McDonald's. Other foods are pizza and spaghetti. That's what young people like. Here we have four distinctive seasons. Three of them are wonderful, and one of them is unbearable. So spring is the most one of the most beautiful seasons, where the cherry blossoms are in full bloom. People like to go with their friends and sit on mats under the boughs of the cherry trees and drink alcohol, which is quite legal in Japan, eat and sing and have a good time. It's also the beginning of the fiscal year for corporations and the beginning of the school year. This is the season you would want to avoid, where it's hot and sultry and the winds come up from the south and it's a rainy season. Unfortunately, Sachi and I are going to Japan during this season. I'll be going to Fukushima and Sachi to Tokyo, and then we'll join up in Hiroshima later. Very hot and sultry. Another wonderful season is autumn, with the colors are spectacular, like eastern Canada, the foliage, lots of fresh fruit of oak, loquats and figs and oranges, things like peaches. And during the winter time, the winds blow across the plains of Siberia off the Gobi Desert, pick up moisture over the Sea of Japan, and dump it against the continental side of Japan. So there's great skiing there, and there have been two Olympics held there. Okay. And we see the four main islands of Japan. The northern island, Hokkaido. The northern tip of Hokkaido would be 45 degrees north, about the same latitude as Portland. And these four islands are all joined by bridges and tunnels. The tunnel from the northern island of Honshu where the high-speed train goes through is 36 kilometers under the water, so a little longer. And the southern little island of Okinawa, the unfortunate island, is where many American Allied forces lost their lives, as well as many local local residents. And today, one-third of the island is occupied by probably one of the largest American bases in the Pacific on Okinawa to keep North Korea at bay. Here is Sachi with her friends during the very happy times when she was 3 or 4 years old with a couple of friends. So this was a very peaceful time, even though the war was going on. I say peaceful in Hiroshima because there was no bombing or anything that had happened. However, in an instant, in a flash, the world changed. And this was a beautiful blue summer sky. And the date was August 6, 1945, at 8:15 in the morning. This was the first time in history for an atomic bomb to be dropped in wartime. And no one was aware of effects of radiation, of which this cloud was, and it dropped. Even though it was a blue sky, it dropped the black rain full of radiation. So in Japanese, of course, there is no word for atomic bomb, but they referred to this as a pikadon, which is automatopoeia or imitative harmony for the sound of flash bang. Now, the word atomic bomb was not invented by a scientist, but it was invented by a novelist by the name of H.G. Wells. And he wrote a book in 1914, The World on Fire, Things to Come, in which he wrote, there will be an atomic bomb, it will be dropped from an airplane, and it will have radiation. So this was decades before. Just a side note, very few people know where the third atomic bomb was dropped. But if you Google Broken Arrow, you'll find that the third atomic bomb was dropped off the northern end of Vancouver Island by accident on February the 13th, 1950. Fortunately, there were only the fatalities of the plane which went down. But that's a side note. We'll go on with this. A pocket watch by a gentleman stopped exactly at this time on display in the Peace Museum in Hiroshima. This map is in some ways similar to the delta at the mouth of the Fraser, where the mouth of the Fraser has the south arm and the north arm. The Ota River has 8 tributaries, and Sachi was 3.5 kilometers to the west side of ground zero where the bomb was dropped. Okay, we'll go on. The west side of Hiroshima is the area to which most of the survivors were fleeing because there were some hills and mountains there. The city hall, just the outside concrete remained. The inside was gone. Next. And this was the target of the atomic bomb. It exploded about 300 meters above this dome. And we see the effects. So in an instant, the city was gone. The Genbaku Dome was restored and remains today. Next door to this is the museum. Okay, a tricycle by Shinichi. I have a time to read a passage. Okay. She said, don't read. Okay. This is on display. It was a 3-year-old boy, and it's on display with the story of a Shinichi. Okay, next. One of the schools after the atomic bomb. Next. And the classes were in session in Japan right through the summer during the wartime. These days it's a six-day school week. And so the school was gone, but the survivors continued their studies with their teachers under the open blue skies. And Japan has a good climate in it for working, similar to Germany. So the city was restored rather quickly after the war. People had a good solid level of education, engineering, mathematics, and they scrounged around and rebuilt, put up shacks and sheds and with other corrugated metal, whatever they could find, and the city was rebuilt in about 4 to 5 years. Orphans made their living shining shoes, selling popsicles, whatever they could do. And here, Sachi with her, please remember this picture, her two aunts in the background, her grandmother in the center, and her little cousin below. The aunt on the right, she perished in the atomic bomb, and her son was adopted by the other aunt. Sachi, during her high school years, with her mother and her younger brother, Yuta. And myself and Sachi, this was 1962. I had finished my fourth year as an exchange student in Japan and came back to Vancouver area. And I called Sachi, why don't you come and see Vancouver? She stayed here and studied English for a year. We went back to Japan, got married. I continued my studies for a while, then joined a company in Japan, which later transferred me to Toronto to open an office there. And here we are in our house in Toronto with our two children. And this is a memento kimono I'm wearing in front of the Squamish Library on the 70th anniversary of the atomic bomb, when Sachi gave her first book launch. Our two grandchildren, one holding a picture of the English version of Sachi's book and the other the Japanese version. And this is a monument to the children who are victims of irradiation around the world. Atop of this is a Sadako. She was 11 years old. She was 2 years old when the atomic bomb dropped. At the age of 11, she contacted leukemia. She really wanted, she had a burning desire to live. And a Japanese legend goes that if you fold 1,000 paper cranes, your wish will come true. But unfortunately, she perished. She died 6 months later. And this one of the paper cranes, last year, the very first American president, Obama, visited Hiroshima. He folded a few paper cranes, and the prime minister of Japan, Abe, asked him, did you fold these all by yourself? And he answered, yes, certainly, but with some help. So now Sachi will give her talk.
Good morning. I decided to do first testimony because I heard beautiful songs and it related my testimony, just that God prepared. So I thought I'll change the... So I would like to give thanks to Lord Jesus for providing me the chance to talk about my testimony today. I pray that this testimony will be glorified to the name of Jesus Christ, my Savior. In my life, I have had four turning points. One, I was adopted by my aunt in 1937 because my aunt didn't have a children. Number two, I was the victim of the atomic bomb in Hiroshima in 1945. Three, I married a Canadian and became a Canadian citizen in 1965. Four, I converted from being a Buddhist to becoming a Christian in 2008. When people reacted to my life, they said, "You've had such a stormy life." Come to think of it, of course, my life was up and down. But Darcy spoke 2 weeks ago about our stage of life. Through the Bible, I was given these words. We are pressed on every side of troubles, but we are not crushed and not driven to despair. We are hunted down, but never abandoned by God. Corinthians chapter 4, 8, 9. The blessing of the Lord makes a person rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. Proverbs chapter 10, 22. My family in Japan was Buddhist, and my father was a very faithful believer, and he was a missionary. So, of course, our family had influenced by his beliefs. Despite of this, I had no conviction to believe the Buddha. The teaching of Buddha or its philosophy is too difficult for me to understand. I used to belong to the Vancouver Buddhist Church and used to go to worship there. It was in 2008, January. I went to Japan. I wanted to buy a Buddha's altar, which didn't have since immigrating in Canada. When I found out, the price would be at least $1,000 and quite heavy to bring back to Canada. I decided that I better think about whether I should buy it or not. The same time, my friend Kazuko, who is Christian, gave me a Bible. I was hospitalized for 10 days, so I started reading the Bible in bed. The first day of reading, I found one of my questions. That was, who created this earth? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless and empty, and darkness covered the deep waters, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters. Genesis chapter 1:1-2. I have been thinking of reading the Bible because it is one of the best sellers in the world. Then I found my second answer. How astonished I am. The second question was, who am I? When I became a Canadian citizen, I found out Charles' ancestor on his mother's side was Scottish and English. His father's side was German and Danish. Charles is Canadian. I am Japanese originally. My two children are mixed of Canadian and Japanese. What is nationality? What is my identity? We are citizens of heaven, where the Lord Jesus Christ lives. Philippians chapter 3:20. I enjoy walking in woods or in a forest alongside the ocean. I was thinking that I would like to see something I can't see. I'd like to hear something I can't hear. I'd like to feel something which I can't feel beyond my heart. I had been searching long time. I found the answer. Sorry. So we don't look at the troubles we can see now, rather we fix our gaze on things that couldn't be seen. For the things we see now will soon be gone, but things we can't see will last forever. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 18. The faith believes things that are not seen. This was revealed to me by Holy Spirit through these passages. No eye has seen, nor ear has heard, and no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love him. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 9-11. But it was to us that God revealed these things by his Spirit. For his Spirit searches out everything and shows us God's deep secrets. No one can know a person's thought except that person's own spirit, and no one can know God's thought except God's own spirit. Well, can you imagine these three my mysterious questions were answered to me by the Bible in such a short time. On top of that, the Bible was given to me as a gift from God. But Buddha's altar would have cost me a lot of money. I had an epiphany. I had learned the Buddhist altar was more of an idol for me rather than a relationship between God and myself. It was a symbol rather than a true connection with God. Buddhism takes a lot of money from the believers each season and each time when they have special ceremonies or events. The Bible is truth. I was led by Lord Jesus within 3 months since I was gifted the Bible. I belong to the Christian Brothering Fellowship in Japan, and I was baptized March 2008 by a German missionary, Brother Beck, who had been engaged in mission work in Japan for 55 years. Since then, Charles and I have been reading the Bible every morning and praying together. This moment is the most quiet, peaceful time for us. No fighting. Charles was saying, I only go to church for weddings and funerals. However, he had been baptized as a baby and went to Sunday school. His sister has to walk behind him after Sunday school because he always threw his Bible in the bushes. In 2010, he accepted Jesus and was baptized by Brother Beck in Japan. Before his baptism, one of Charles' friends told Brother Beck, Charles is a stubborn guy, so sink him deeply. Brother Beck said, okay, let's kill him. I thought how cruel Brother Beck is. I didn't know that the baptism was a means of dying with Jesus on the cross and being born again to earn eternal life. Charles was given the following words, Romans chapter 14, 8. If we live, it's to honor the Lord. And if we die, it's to honor the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. Our marriage is not easy life. We have been married for 53 years and have daughters, two daughters and two grandchildren. Our life is still a continuation of a cultural adjustment and a bridge between West and East. We are about 8 years old and still healthy. I am so happy God saved us before we die. From now on, we would like to share our experience based on me as the atomic bomb survivor and Second World War. How the nuclear weapons are powerfully dangerous and destructive. This is our way of continuing to make the world peaceful. The both of us, the planting seeds of God's peace. For Christ himself has brought peace to us. Ephesians chapter 2:14. We have been living skirmish about 4 years. It's my first time living in a small community. At first, I thought I would become lonely or homesick for a city. But I found out Squamish is my most suitable place because we are surrounded by nature with God created. When I go for a walk, I could worship with God. When I look up the mountains, does my help come from there? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Psalm chapter 1:1-2. When I see chief, he alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress where I will not be shaken. Psalm 62:2. When I see an eagle, those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not growing weary. They will walk and not faint. Isaiah chapter 40:31. When I see water, Revelation chapter 22:1. The angel showed me a river with the water of life, clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb. I didn't like wind blowing so often in Squamish, but when I come across reading John 3:8, the wind blows wherever it wants. Just as you can hear the wind but can't tell where it comes from or where it is going. So you can't explain how people are born of the Spirit. In conclusion, I would like to read my favorite passages from Ecclesiastes chapter 3:1. For everything, there is a season, a time for every activity under heaven. 11:12. God has made everything beautiful for this own time. He has planted eternity in the human heart. But even so, people can't see the whole scope of God's work from beginning to end. As Psalm 40, chapter 40, verse 5 says, God has performed many wonders for me. If I try to recite all your wonderful deeds, I would never come to the end of them. Every day, God shows me his miracles. Thank you very much for listening, and God bless you. And I would like to read my one poem which I made. Oh, where did I put it? Oh, sorry, in here. Squamish, oh Squamish, mother of wind, spirit of God, the chief stand rigidly in blue sky, wavy ocean brings a soulful wind, in the forest leaves are dancing and twirling, snow is glittering on top of the mountain. Eagles and salmons are nesting their babies. In glorious nature, we breathe fresh air. O Squamish, mother of wind, spirit of God, rejoice.